The chapter 1, Mishnah 7, Nachtoim she'asas o lechalek. If a baker made leaven to divide up, he was going to sell it into in small portions and sell it to a whole lot of different women. Chayev b'chala. In this case, that he's still obligated to give chala, because even though in the end he's going to divide it up, he might not. It might come out that, you know, that the customers don't come, and he might keep it together. And the fact that it's together now and it's obligated in chala now means that he has to give chala now. But nashim shenasnu lenachtem la'asos lehem seor. But if a whole lot of women come and they give the baker flour and to make leaven for them, now he doesn't make it in small portions. He combines all of their flour together, makes the dough and the leaven, and he's going to give it back to them. In that case, im ein bishal achas mehem kashir, as long as there's not in any one of them the right quantity to give challah from, puturim min challah. The whole mixture is exempt from challah, because the fact that he's going to give it back to each one of them means that we look at it now as if it's already divided up into portions. And so he doesn't have to give challah from it in that case.